Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, great. How's it going?
Great to talk to you. Congratulations on the utterly dark and terrifying Nosferatu. It is unreal, lads.
Thank you.
Can we start by talking about rats, which is a lovely place to start? But yep. I read that these were not CGI rats that were on set. Were they real?
Yeah, I mean, there are CG rats in the film for sure, because we had the, you know, basically the shots are organized in such a way that the foreground rats are real. And then as they get further away from camera, the CG rats come in. Occasionally, right. If there's a blurry rat running by camera, sometimes that's CG just to keep the pace going. But yeah, we had like a tremendous amount of trained rats. I mean, not all of them were trained, but many of them were and would enter on cue and leave on cue. It was pretty astonishing.
There's one scene in particular, Willem, I'm thinking of you, when you enter a place, which I again won't explain anything for my audience, won't give them any spoilers, but you enter a room, there are thousands of rats. I wonder what that's like as an actor. Are you okay with this?
I'm okay. It makes it eventful. I've never done that before. I'm an animal lover. The big thing is not to step on any.
Yes.
So that's the tricky part. But at the same time, you're going to do something very important, so you don't want to be too timid about how you're stepping.
Of course.
That becomes one of those double concentration things that seem contradictory, that you've got to stay in the groove as you're simply walking across the room. So there's a challenge there, it's fun.
They're also incontinent, so the smell is like quite overwhelming.
That's right, they are.
But yeah, you sort of expect that. You expect that from a rat. I wasn't surprised.
Robert, this movie's been in your mind for a long time, I know that. But I'd wonder, as an Irishman, if I can ask this, how important is the Bram Stoker connection?
Not very, honestly. I mean, I read the book several times during the process of writing, and it was really interesting because, you know, vampire cinema is so profound that it, like, infiltrates your understanding of vampires, and there were things that I thought were in the novel that which I had already read five times as a young person and realized, like, I just put them in there and they're not even in there, you know. So that was really interesting as to kind of unlearn and relearn the vampire mythology to create my own thing. But there were a few things from the Stoker novel that got put in here, but I think, you know, like Stoker as, you know, a repressed Victorian, like, accidentally wrote this classic. But then the, you know, Murnau's and his collaborators' sensitivity to kind of, like, give the female protagonist more strength to turn to I mean, I know that they, like, were making an unauthorized version of it, but there's also, you know, a distilling of his story into more of a fairy tale. And so it's really more like, you know, the Nosferatuized version of Stoker's classic that, like, resonated with me most, even as a young person. No offense to Bram Stoker, but, you know.
Of course. But I know you both were here shooting. The Northman is obviously something that's happened. Like, how was your Irish experience? Did you guys enjoy yourself? Willem, were you well-treated?
Excellent. I'm always happy when I'm in Ireland.
Yeah.
And in the North... particularly, I've been there on a couple of occasions, once with the theater even, and spectacular landscapes, the people are sweet. I had a good time.
Yeah, I couldn't speak more highly of Ireland.
Amazing. Well, thank you. And very quickly before I go, just because this movie is so scary, I wonder, is there something in real life that scares either of you away from this? Like, for me, it's roller coasters. I can't do them. But Robert, Willem, is there anything that terrifies you? You're fearless, Willem. You're fearless.
No. I'm not.
I don't have any phobias, you know, but, like, you know, obviously, you know, walking home late at night on a sketchy street, you know, is not a fun feeling.
That's a smart thing to be afraid of, yeah.
But Jerry, my DP, who's a friend, said, "What are you the most afraid of?" And I said, being alone, becoming mad from an obsession with the occult, and being stabbed in a dark alley by surprise. And he said, My daughter was asking for a Halloween project.
Incredible. Gentlemen, congratulations on Nosferatu. It is an absolute triumph. I can't wait for everybody in Ireland to go and see it. Thanks a million.
Great. Okay, thanks.
Aaron and Emma, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys? Are you well?
Yeah, good.
Congratulations on Nosferatu.
It's quite an experience, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. And I watched it on my own in the cinema, which was, I'll be honest with you, more terrifying because
yeah, likewise.
Did you see that as well?
Yeah, I watched it on my own. I'd be really interested to see it in a full audience, though.
With all the reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that, all right. But, like, what did you feel like on your own? Because I was so creeped out. Like,
yeah, I was like... I was like, oh.
Yeah, I remember all the like shadows of the seats and the exit lights and everything kept making me jump.
You don't want to throw this word around like, you know, throw it around lightly, but it feels like a real masterpiece in definitely in Robert Eggers. And, you know, he feels like he's pulled off something super incredible.
No, I agree with you. I think he really has. Aaron, are you going to be shooting with Mr. Cillian Murphy soon? Is there a 28 in a movie title coming soon?
Yes, I hope so. I loved nothing more to work with Cillian, but I think, and especially with that project, because I know what we've just shot was just something super, you know, exciting and brilliant. Mm-hmm. And Danny Boyle's fantastic and Alex Garland and all the wonderful people involved. So, yeah, we'll see.
Okay, we'll keep our eyes open. And Emma, any Irish experiences? Have you been here? Have you shot anything here before?
You know what? I haven't been there, but I recently... I've been looking into doing a road trip because I think you can drive from one top to the bottom.
That's right. The Wild Atlantic Way, it's called. Yeah, yeah. You should definitely do that.
Beautiful.
Right. Well, we'll welcome you whenever you do get a chance to come across.
Thanks,
guys. Congratulations on Nosferatu. I absolutely loved it. I can't wait for my audience to go and see it. Well done.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM.